Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So if I had this right, yesterday marked day 7 of the retrial of Karen Reed. And I think at this point you know all of the details, but she is on a retrial for, you know, allegedly running over her boyfriend after a night out drinking. And the defense is alleging that there was a conspiracy to cover up a crime where he died inside the home. Maybe a fight broke out or something along those lines. And so over the past couple of days, we've had testimony from Jen McCabe. And Jen McCabe is close friends with John O'Keefe. Huh. And, you know, we've had the first trial. Now we have the second trial. And I just want to ask you, Emily, good morning, by the way. It's May. We made
it. Good morning.
There was a lot.
It's May.
Yeah, there was a lot of that yesterday in the chat. It's going to be May. It's going to be May.
I couldn't help myself either.
It's okay. That's what we look forward to.
Emily D. Baker on the Law Nerd app. You can find her on YouTube as well. And you said this several times over the past couple of days. Does it feel like to you that the prosecution is presenting a little bit better this time around than they did in the first trial?
I do. I think this is a very different trial, and the order that the evidence is coming in is incredibly different from the last trial. It's also much less repetitive, which is more likely to keep the jurors' interest. But it's also caused some problems for the defense that we saw yesterday with Jen McCabe and some of the things they wanted to cross-examine on. That evidence just hasn't come in yet with witnesses, and last trial it had come in. So we haven't really seen any law enforcement testify yet. So it's difficult to ask her, well, you told this officer this and that officer that, because those officers haven't testified yet. So it makes it a little harder and clunkier to get into that evidence, because then you need the officer to come in and contradict what she's saying, even though we know that what's in reports and what was said on the stand is different. It has to wait until those officers come in.
So Do they have to call those officers?
The evidence is coming smoother.
Do they have to call them?
If they want those officers to come in and say, Jen McCabe told me X, contradictory to her testifying to Y, yes, those officers have to come in. The defense can call them or the prosecution. But if they want to know what's in the report and what was said, then they have to call the officers for that.
All right, we got a text from the 978. Obviously, witnesses are not supposed to be coached.
But is that true?
What are your thoughts on Jen McCabe so very clearly being coached?
Don't you coach your people who come up on the, I mean, they do in the movies.
I think coached is a loaded term because I think it means more people are thinking the prosecution told her something. I think she was being truthful when she said, the prosecution told me to just answer the question that I'm asked to give truthful testimony and reviewed a few things. That doesn't mean that Jen McCabe didn't spend time thinking about her last testimony, being introspective about how she could testify differently, looking at how the internet might have reacted to her testimony. I think it's more of a self-editing than necessarily outside officials telling her how to testify. That doesn't mean other individuals haven't told her, you know, this might be a better way on cross-examination, Do I think the prosecution coached her? No. Do I think there is some like second season of a reality TV show where clearly they watched the first season and the reaction and made some changes? Yes.
Yeah, and also, I mean, they're 3 years
removed.
They're 3 years removed from the, you know, from when this happened, mm-hmm. and the emotion is different today than it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Text from the 603: did they find John O'Keefe's DNA on her broken taillight? I don't think we've gotten to that evidence yet, have we?
We have not gotten to John O'Keefe's DNA. It was discussed in opening, and we will see some of that information. However, for me, Karen Reed's vehicle was parked at John O'Keefe's house quite frequently because she was staying there a lot of the time during the course of their relationship. So it would not surprise me either way, given the weather, if there was or was not DNA of John O'Keefe on Karen Reed's car.
So what do we have to look forward to in the coming days here, people that are going to be on the stand? What are some things that are coming up that you're very interested in hearing?
Well, I'm real interested to hear the redirect about the unspecified federal agents that came and had a chat with Jed McCabe in 2023. I'm very curious to see what that's going to be like. That should be Friday. We have a lot of scientific testimony we haven't gotten to yet. The Commonwealth has a new accident reconstruction expert, and there was very fiery exchanges this week outside the presence of the jury about the defense experts. And though the judge had some strong words for the defense, she's letting all that in. So the battle of the accident reconstructionists is going to be a very big part of this case. And though it is not as maybe interesting to some as the civilian testimony, I think it's incredibly impactful testimony in this case. So the accident reconstructionists from the Commonwealth, I'm interested to see, because that's all new. And they have some sort of a dog bite expert for the Commonwealth. And I'm interested to see that testimony. So lots of new experts coming in this case that we did not see. And that I'm looking forward to. And of course, at some point, I suspect the Commonwealth will have to call former Trooper Proctor. And that is going to be interesting to see how they handle it, since he's been terminated from state police since the last trial. That's all going to come up. And it's going to be real interesting to see how it comes up with the Commonwealth.
Wow.
Because how do you even ask your witness that?
It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah. And I'm very contentious.
It's going to be very interesting.
Very contentious, because it's everybody
awful.
Has an opinion.
It's just awful.
You know, and there's not any winners in this at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Everybody has lost in this.
Absolutely. And I think one of the really difficult things about this trial is that there are theories of the case still, but it is very hard to pin down exactly what happened with all the theories of the case. And we saw that last trial, and that makes it difficult. It makes it difficult for the jury. So we will see if that changes with the new experts coming in from the Commonwealth, but it's difficult. And then there's a lot of outside knowledge about the case, which I think complicates things watching a retrial. Retrials are hard for the lawyers too, because the lawyers know so much about the case. And sometimes you can miss details that the jury might not know yet because you're so familiar with it. And that can be difficult.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
As well.
I love to last, I think it was last week after Emily D. Baker was on, she's like, hopefully none of the jurors were listening to the radio either this week. They're sequestered, right? They're not supposed to be listening to us. I forget.
They're not sequestered.
They are not sequestered, but I think y'all do a great job of saying when I'm going to be on and saying what we're going to talk about so that they, you know, can change the channel for 3 minutes and come on back to listen to their favorite music. So
people were speculating yesterday, one of the jurors was wearing pink and they were speculating that that was a supporter on the jury because, you know, everybody that was supporting Karen Reed was wearing pink. So there's that out there.
Why are they talking about what jurors are wearing? You can't do that.
Yeah, I know. It is. Yeah. All right.
It's like Taylor Swift. Even know that.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. All right, Emily D. Baker. Thank you, Emily. It's good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you next Thursday again, okay?
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, y'all. Law Nerd app for Emily D. Baker. That app will tell you when she goes live on YouTube. You can find her across all of your social media platforms. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.